The No Child Left Behind Act set forth high expectations, proficiency in reading and math for everyone, but it doesn't clearly examine the role of schools. The value-added system is designed to do that, says Rob Meyer, instead of just looking at attainment based on a test given in a certain grade.
It's more fair because it's accurate and honest. When you look at growth, say from September to May, beginning of the school year to the end,
Meyer directs the Value-Added Research Center at UW-Madison. He says schools trying to assess students want comparison measurements that are apples to apples. But kids come from different backgrounds. Parents may be in jail. The family may be homeless or move a lot. Teachers need to know if students who started behind are making progress, whether top students are continuing to learn, and which instructional methods help all kids. Meyer says there are a variety of value-added models. For instance, one may assess graduation rates or college prep at the high school level. Another may measure a student's progress at a particular grade.
The original value-added models are around contributions to growth. So if you go to one school, do you learn more math than if you went to a different one?
The value-added system is currently used in Milwaukee and Madison public schools. It's also used in Minnesota and New York. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.